Hey everyone, it's your boy Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like you're constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses, or even just the demands of everyday life? Yeah, me too. That's why we're here, right? To find ways to navigate this crazy world without losing our sanity. Today, let's talk about something crucial. Building healthy relationships that actually give you emotional support. Because, let's be real, nobody wants to be a solo warrior in this life, am I right? We all crave connection, that feeling of belonging and knowing we have someone who's got our back. But building those genuine, supportive connections takes work. It's not just about having a bunch of people around you, it's about having the right people. And trust me, the payoff is huge. Think of it like this. Healthy relationships are your emotional safety net. They're there to catch you when life throws a curveball, to celebrate your wins, and to help you grow into the best version of yourself. So, how do we build these awesome support systems? First off, be vulnerable. Yeah, I know it feels scary, but trust me, opening up to people is key. It shows them who you really are, allows them to connect with you on a deeper level, and builds that trust that's essential for any strong relationship. Think of it like taking off your metaphorical armor. You're more approachable, more genuine, and more likely to attract people who genuinely care about you. Next up, communicate effectively. This isn't just about talking, it's about really listening too. When someone is sharing their thoughts or feelings with you, give them your undivided attention. Put down the phone, make eye contact, and show them that you're truly invested in what they have to say. And when it's your turn to speak, be honest and clear about your needs and expectations. Speaking of expectations, let's talk boundaries. Healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect and understanding. This means setting clear boundaries with the people in your life, both physical and emotional. It's about knowing what you're comfortable with and communicating that clearly to others. You deserve to feel safe and respected in your relationships. Now, let's get real for a second. Not every relationship is going to be perfect. There will be disagreements, misunderstandings, even the occasional major fight. That's okay. What matters is how you handle those bumps in the road. Be willing to compromise, work through conflicts constructively, and remember that forgiveness is key. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. Finally, invest in your relationships. Just like any good thing in life, they require time, effort, and nurturing. Make an effort to spend quality time with the people who matter most. Plan activities together. Have meaningful conversations. Show them you care. Remember, strong relationships are built on a foundation of shared experiences and genuine connection. Let me give you a quick example. Imagine you're feeling stressed about work. Instead of bottling it up inside, you reach out to your best friend and vent. They listen attentively, offer words of encouragement, maybe even suggest a funny movie to take your mind off things. Boom. You feel supported, understood, and ready to tackle that mountain of deadlines. See what I mean? So, remember folks, building healthy relationships takes effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. They provide us with emotional support, a sense of belonging, and help us navigate life's ups and downs with grace. Make it a priority to nurture those connections. Be vulnerable, communicate openly, set boundaries, forgive freely, and invest your time and energy in building meaningful relationships. You deserve to have that support system in your corner. That's all for today's episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Remember to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and let me know what you think about this episode over on social media. Use the hashtag OTapOutSupport and share your thoughts. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk and motivation. Keep it real, keep it positive, and don't forget to tap out when you need a break.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.